The lesson today, February 1st, Faith Food Devotion by Kenneth E. Hagin, is Christ in You. And the scripture reference is Colossians 1, verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you know Mom's teaching, she says the mystery of the church, this complete verse, Colossians 1, 27, which is, this was the mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ is dwelling in you. Is he any less Christ in you than he was on the earth? No, he's the same Christ. He has all of his power. He has all of his ability. He has all of his glory. He has all of his miracle working power. He has all of his enablements. And Christ is in you. You just have to know how to turn him loose. Someone once said to Smith Wigglesworth, "You must be someone big, someone great." "No," Wigglesworth said, "I just remember that the scripture says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I just know the greater one is in me and the greater one does the work." How do you turn Christ in you? How do you put the greater one in you? You do it by faith. Christ, it means anointed, the anointed one, and the anointing, the Holy Spirit, lives in you. Confession, Christ in me is the hope of glory.
Christ in me is the hope of glory.
Christ is dwelling in me.
Christ is dwelling in me.
With all of his power.
With all of his power.
His ability.
His ability.
And his glory.
And his glory.
Christ has already defeated all the power of the enemy.
Christ has already defeated all the power of the enemy.
And he lives in me.
And he lives in me.
I turn him loose.
I turn him loose.
I act like he's there.
I act like he's there.
I allow him.
I allow him.
To work in my faith. By my faith.
I allow him to work by my faith.
I think Amen. I like, this is kind of my cup of tea, this whole subject. And, you know, Jesus Christ, so he gave us his anointing. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He gave us his anointing by the Spirit. We share in his life by the Spirit. We have the same name, Christ, the anointing inside of us. Not that we have, you know, of him. So we're growing in this, in our prayers, in our faith, and seeing things done in our lives, praying for others, and fellowshipping with him. That's the best part to me. So anyway, you guys have a blessed day today, starting this new month of February. That's all right, honey.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.